My name is Julie Dobbs, and I'm a sophomore at Austin High School in Austin, Texas. And I'm here today with Brent Leisure, who is a park ranger for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Brent, tell us a little bit about your job, first of all.
Well, Julie, being a park ranger in the state of Texas is really a great opportunity and a terrific privilege. It's something that I've always wanted to do since the time I was a little child, and it's a dream come true for me. This position does a lot of different things, and we wear many hats, and that's why I've brought just a few of these hats representing some of the tasks that we do on a daily basis. And the responsibilities associated with these are tremendous, and you know, we take those responsibilities very seriously. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do as park rangers in our state parks, and approximately there's 130 state parks or so across Texas, and really they fall in virtually every ecological zone within the state, and so they're very significant resources, and you know, it's a tremendous privilege to be able to take care of those and manage and preserve both the natural and cultural resources that we find in our state parks. That, along with maintenance of facilities, providing visitor services, is much of what we do.
Interesting. Okay, so what are these different hats? What are they from?
Well, actually, they represent several things. And this is just a hat, a cap that our park ranger will wear on a daily basis, mm-hmm. as we're going about our daily duties. And some of that involves maintenance and care, repair of facilities that are used by the public. I happen to be working at Bastrop State Park, and we have many different types of facilities at that park, which include swimming pool, fully equipped cabins, obviously restrooms and things like that, a golf course, group facilities, camping facilities, primitive areas where you can backpack in. And so in a typical day for a park ranger might involve making repairs to these facilities and interacting with the visitors on a regular basis, and so that's something that they would wear just on a typical day. Mm-hmm. Many of our park rangers, including myself, are commissioned law enforcement officers, and we call ourselves park police officers. And although our authority and responsibility really covers the entire state of Texas, and sometimes we will be moved to other locations to assist with special events or projects or special needs, but for the most part, our duty stations are assigned to a particular park. And in my case, I'm at Bastrop and Bisher State Parks, both in Bastrop County, not far from Austin. This is a law enforcement cap that we would typically wear, and it's representing that type of duty, mm-hmm. and that type of responsibilities. As Gary said in the segment before, the law enforcement officer's duties for Texas Parks and Wildlife, they vary greatly. We enforce many different types of laws, not only fish and game laws, those laws that fall within the Texas Parks and Wildlife Code, but also general enforcement of state laws and the penal code and that type of thing in our state parks. It's very important for us preserve and protect resources, and so we'll enforce those laws in order to protect resources that fall within the park. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it's also critical that we respect and protect the people that visit our state parks, and we have anywhere from 18 to 23 million visitors in state parks.
Wow.
in a year. So with that many people, obviously we're going to have some problems. We like to think that our state parks are very safe,
mm-hmm.
and so park rangers' duties are focused on making sure that not only the resources are protected, but visitors' lives and property are also protected.
Right.
Some of the duties that we do in other state parks is we provide public hunts. This happens to be a public hunt captain, where we will manage a hunt. For example, I've worked at 6 state parks across the state, which include Lake Somerville. While I was there, we had public hunts, and they continue to do that today. These you can participate by entering into a drawing system, and the park rangers are critical in making sure that that safety is maintained throughout the hunting process, and that hunters are educated and know exactly what the opportunities are and what the risks are involved with that. And so we'll take hunters to the field and then bring them back at the end of their hunt. As I mentioned earlier, one of the things that we do in state parks, and park rangers in particular, is maintaining our facilities and grounds. And so we are involved in small construction projects, mm-hmm. on a daily basis, and so hard hats are obviously needed for that
yeah.
work. So the diversity within the job and the number of tasks that we do is one of the things that's very exciting about it, and it's a terrific career. And I encourage anybody that has an interest in the outdoors and resource management and likes working with people, it's a tremendous career to get into.
That's cool. Yeah. So I heard you saying something about how you have to take care of the visitors and stuff like that. Do you have any stories about lost or hurt visitors or something that might
be
interesting?
Well, we do. That's one of the most critical functions that we provide. And we have park rangers across the state that go through specific training to address some of those issues. And we're into search and rescue all the time. And at Bastrop State Park, we have about 5,500 acres there, so it's easy for someone to get lost, and
uh-huh.
we have lost people. And someone gets into a very remote area and they're out primitive camping or backpacking, it's easy to get injured or get lost. And so our staff will mobilize quickly to address those issues. We've had occasions where we may be working on a construction project or working on a facility or providing an interpretive program, because one of the things that's very important for us is to tell the message of Texas Parks and Wildlife and the significance of our resources. And at a moment's notice, all of a sudden, we shift gears and we're in a search and rescue mode. And whether
yeah.
it involves swift water rescue or some type of vertical rescue or
yeah.
finding a lost person, it's something that we take very seriously as well.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so what do you think is the most important part of being a park ranger? Why is it so important to the Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, the mission of the Texas Parks and Wildlife is to preserve and protect our resources.
Uh-huh.
Above all else, I can't think of anything that's more important to me personally and to the staff at the parks that I work. And at the same time, we're trying to not only manage these resources and protect and preserve them,
mm-hmm.
but provide a place for people to come and experience the outdoors, learn a little bit about it, enhance their appreciation and their awareness, because we truly have the opportunity to affect core values of people
mm-hmm.
and what they really think and how they care about our resources and how fragile they really are. And if we can do that, if we can reach young people through interpretive programs at the park or maybe an outreach program out in the community, which we do regularly, it's probably the most important thing that we do.
Mm, that's interesting. Okay. Well, next, Katie's going to visit with a wildlife biologist who brought a surprise visitor. But first, a word from Steve Campbell.